never experienced before. You only have to look at sort of the way things went under Peter Taylor to realise that experience doesn't necessarily always work out for the best. I think as long as Gary Smith's going to come in and have the same hunger and drive that the players seem to have, then I can't see that we can go wrong, really.
It seems like he has got that. They've said both Phil Wallis and Gary Smith have said that promotion is their target to get in the playoffs. Is that obviously something that you welcome?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have expected him to come in and say anything else, really. If he was to come in and say that he was happy with mid-table, then I think he would have been doing the players a disservice. So, yeah, absolutely, yeah, it's a good thing.
And in terms of the rest of the team, it must be a worrying time for fans when a new manager comes in, knowing who's going to stay, who might be brought in. They've said that there's going to be no disruption to the core team, but some people may be going. Obviously, if they get a massive offer for somebody, then they'll consider it. Is there anything, any changes that you would like to see made under Smith?
As it stands, no, I wouldn't change anything at all. Our league position at the moment is far better than anybody would have ever expected it to be this season, and I don't think there's any change needed at all. Obviously, the new manager's going to want to come in and make some changes, but as long as they're not too big and it doesn't sort of disrupt the rhythm that we seem to have in place at the moment, then I don't really see there's an awful need for a lot of change.
And Gary Smith seems very hungry for success. He's even said he wants success. The whole team wants success. He's talked about promotion. He's talked about doing well in the FA Cup. Do you think Stevenage can have that success? Do you think there's the backing and everything behind it and the team?
Probably the only negative aspect at the moment is the fact that despite all our success, it doesn't seem to bring any huge increase to the crowds. But then I think sort of the crowd backing is built over success over a long period of time. You know, we've been a non-league team for a long, long time, and probably quite unattractive to the local area when you consider how close we are to the North London Premier League clubs. But I think if we can continue our success and stay in League One and even push on from there, then I don't see why there's any reason that the local area won't start to grow with us.
And in terms of the style of play that Stevenage play, it's often criticised for being quite physical and the way they play. Do you think that's something that needs to be changed, or do you think it's not really like that and people are saying it? I mean, what are your views on that?
We do have this reputation. I don't think it's completely unjust, but I don't think it's as bad as everybody seems to suggest. The reputation comes from clubs that play us twice a year as opposed to the fans and players that experience it week in, week out. Yes, we can be a physical side, but you know, we do what we have to do to get results. And when you are a small club in a bigger league that like we're in now, then you have to do what you can to get results. I'd like to think that we could perhaps start to play a bit more of an attractive attacking style game. Last night showed that we're more than capable of it. So hopefully under Gary Smith, we can look to improve our reputation a little bit.